Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
1 hour down and three to go. Jake Volnick for the guys here on The Fan. It's been a busy first hour, I think is a fair way to put it. Did not go the way that we necessarily expected. Definitely not before the show started, and definitely not even after we were leading up to it 5 minutes and got the Russ news, but here we are. Let's get a little bit more insight into your Browns in the meantime. Let's bring in our Browns beat reporter, Daryl Ryder. He's brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Daryl, I've had to spend part of my first hour here ranting about just how bad of a quarterback Kenny Pickett is, because they're like ants. The supporters of Kenny Pickett, they're like ants. They just crawl through the woodwork and they find their way out. I'm losing my mind.
And what do you want me to do about it?
Tell them that Kenny Pickett's not a good quarterback. I don't know anything. Just agree with me.
He's better than DTR.
Well, listen, Daryl, that's about a bar I could army crawl over, okay? We're putting it awfully low. I don't love it. I don't love the bar that we're setting there. But you're not wrong. I don't know if he's better than DTR in a fifth round pick, but he's better than DTR. So here we are. Obviously, the big news of the night, Russell Wilson, no longer a free agent quarterback, signing with the New York Giants. What's really left on the table right now in your eyes for the Browns, legitimately going forward at the quarterback spot?
The draft.
Like, that about as deep as it goes? That's about as deep as it goes for me, but
I don't want any of these guys. So I honestly don't care who the Browns sign. I'm not going to shill for them to sign any one of these guys. I don't care. They're all terrible options. None of them are good quarterbacks anymore. And there's a reason I've been calling it dumpster diving for quarterbacks this offseason, because that's exactly what you're doing. So best hope is the draft. And I don't know. I mean, not so sure that, NFL executives are as crazy about these quarterbacks at the top of the draft as, some folks believe them to be.
Hey, is there anything there? I mean, when we look at the veteran options, Carson Wentz, a name that we'll maybe chime on here for like 5 seconds. But I think the other veteran option that brings any sort of excitement is the idea that the Browns could still out and go and trade for Kirk Cousins. Is that something to you that's still on the table, or have they kind of moved past that?
Well, I don't know if they moved past it. I have. I mean, he obviously doesn't want to be in a situation with another rookie quarterback, so that obviously, it impacts the Browns, because I'm guessing the Browns are going to have one or two rookie quarterbacks here. So, he's off the table as far as I'm concerned.
How realistic of an option was Russ to begin with? Like, were they... Do you feel that they were going after him and pursuing him hard, or was that sort of just, well, if everything else falls wrong for the NFL, maybe we'll bring him in? Because the $10.5 million mark, I'm not saying it's good, but it was better than probably what was expected. It was lower than what a lot of people thought, or Russ himself thought he was going to get.
Well, I all these contracts that have been signed this offseason are all too rich for the Browns' blood. Like, let's be honest about it. They need somebody that can come in here on a close to a veteran minimum deal or less than, I don't know, what, $8 million a year? Yeah, and also, too, you want you don't want to make a commitment to them either because none of these guys are worth making a long-term commitment to. So it is, I like to say, the worst year to need a quarterback. The Browns need multiple. The options are not great. There is no good plan out there. You know, you got guys like Carson Wentz now who are left, right? I guess if they sign him, you could say the Browns officially win that trade.
You got them both. You got the
ten
pick
years,
and the
10
quarterback.
10 years later, they win the trade.
Oh, my gosh. One of the things that rubbed me the wrong way as soon as it happened was Miles being brought in as a recruit for Russ to sort of, you know, try to help reel him in. I threw out the idea that, well, you just requested a trade and you were saying everything that was wrong and now you're going to tell the quarterback that everything's right. Felt like some hypocrisy. Would you be in the same boat? Does it sort of feel like they read the room wrong on that? And is this him signing with the Giants push you any further to that conclusion?
Not really. I you know, like I said, I'm disinterested in all these quarterbacks. I am like, I can't sit here with any semblance of credibility and pound the table for a guy for Browns fans in the sense of if they have to bring this guy in, because if they bring him in, they're absolutely going to win this year and have a great season. I can't do that for a single one of these guys. I can't do it for the draft picks in this particular draft class. I can't really pound the table for those. Now, I can make a case for why the Browns, you know, would sign one of these guys. I can make a case why the Browns would use the number two pick on one of these, you know, the top quarterbacks allegedly in this draft class, right? I can make the case for it. I can explain to folks why they're doing it and why it's a reasonable move to make, but I can't pound the table for any of these guys.
Darryl, was there a quarterback at any point during this entire free agency period, even if it was at day one, that was of any interest to you, or was this just pretty much lame duck from the start? Yeah.
No, I've been saying since February that it was a pretty terrible offseason if you need a quarterback. I coined the dumpster diving for quarterbacks phrase right out of the gate. I think as soon as Andrew Berry was done with his postseason wrap-up press conference, I think I'll back on January 6th, I coined the time to go dumpster diving for quarterbacks this offseason. And guess what? I was right. No, I was right. Look at the guys who've been signed. Look at the guys who were left. Right. Look at the contracts that have been handed out. Yeah, I was right. No good options. It is what it is. You still have to field the team. You still got to put somebody on the field. I get that. And it's up to Andrew Berry to find the best of the worst that is available to put on this roster and either be a bridge quarterback or a mentor or whatever until, you know, they start playing meaningful football in September.
Darryl Ryder, our Cleveland Sports beat reporter with us, courtesy of Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. All right, Darryl, we can get off the quarterback talk, at least, you know, for a little bit.
Thank God. We can,
I mean, you're never really away from it. We got a whole month. We got a whole month, and you're talking at least once
it's
on
like
the station every day.
It's an infectious disease that just won't go away.
Hey, 41.
There is no cure.
No. Although, if you ask the afternoon show, Shador is the cure. At least JP.
Okay.
that's a direct quote from them. Don't hold me to it. Albert Breer was on earlier with those guys and basically said the Browns, if they wanted to get a deal done with Brandon Ayuk, because that's the rumor that's been floating around, they'd have to get it done within the week. Something with his contract, a bonus essentially kicks in for being rostered, and obviously they're not going to look to move him after that. Just naturally the way it goes. It was the same story with Kirk Cousins. Would you expect the Browns to be in hot pursuit of Brandon Ayuk within that week?
I don't personally like the idea. He's coming off injury, so I'm also I don't like his contract, so I'm not all that interested in him. But Andrew Berry has a track record of trading four wide receivers just about every offseason. And, you know, we'll see. This also is not a draft for wide receivers. Keep that in mind. But, yeah, I don't know if I'm all that in on Brandon Ayuk.
Does it matter to you that they don't have the quarterback situation figured out before going and trying to find a wide receiver? Like, does it matter that they have to have the guy throwing the ball to him? Are you okay with weapons there being there before the guy?
I think the Browns offense right now, they need running backs, they need tight ends. Receivers down the list on my priorities right now when I look at the offense. They shored up the offensive line. They added some versatility there this offseason already. But when I look at the offense, receiver's not even a priority to me right now. I think they need tight end help and they need running back help.
Yeah, those are both pretty high up there. Have you fallen in love with a running back, Daryl? Have you gotten a running back that you've fallen in love with yet? Or a tight end,
no,
either or?
No. No, I think there's a lot of good players in this draft at both of those positions. And, you know, with the picks that the Browns have, I anticipate that, you know, they're going to use those draft picks to find those players and fill those needs because this is still an expensive football team. They've got 10 draft picks. And from my standpoint, I think they need to find five contributors in this draft class, minimum. Got to have a 50% hit rate this year, mostly because Andrew Berry's been so terrible in the draft for the previous 4 years. So need a 50% hit rate, and in fairness to Andrew, he's not had a lot of high draft picks. A little easier to hit on the higher draft picks. Of course, his first high draft pick, he totally blew with Jedrick Wills, but... He's got to hit on some guys that can contribute.
All right, Daryl, I got you away for the quarterback as long as I could. We're circling back around. I tried. All right, I threw you a bone basically of one that was in. Andrew Berry not in attendance for Cam Ward's pro day. Should Browns fans be upset, angered, worried, anything in between?
Well, there's several ways to look at this. One, Cam was already in Berea. They looked at him at the combine. They looked at him in Berea. What else are you going to see at a pro day? Okay. You're trusting your scouting department, I think, to look at the other Miami Hurricanes that were participating. There's the other school of thought that, hey, you got the number two pick in the draft. Probably be a good idea if the GM and the head coach show up, especially considering the Tennessee Titans sent everyone but the owner to Miami to check out Cam Ward's pro day, right? So there's that argument to be made. And then, of course, the other tentacle is, well, Andrew Berry just hasn't been, historically, he doesn't go to a lot of pro days, and maybe that's why he's not so good drafting. But I have to tell you, folks, pro days are, for me, least important in the scouting process to me. If you can't look good throwing with just your underwear on and hitting receivers in stride, then you probably don't belong in the National Football League, right? And, you know, that's why I kind of gave some of the videos, the Cam Ward videos, a little haterade yesterday. Of course, he looks great making those throws. There's no defense on the field. He should look great making those throws. What's he do when he's got linebackers and safeties and defensive linemen in his face? What's he do when his receiver's battling safeties and cornerbacks, right? So it all looks pretty when you're throwing on air. But, you know, for me, pro days do nothing to move the needle for me. The pro days are important because you reinforce your scouting processes as far as the information you've gathered about prospects with the folks that are on campus again, right? It gives you an opportunity to go back to campus and revisit information you have gathered or to follow up on information you've gathered or to gather additional information. But if you are moving the needle because a guy looks good throwing in his underwear or running routes in their underwear or running 40-yard dashes in their underwear, you're scouting for the draft completely backwards.
Do you expect Andrew Berry to show up for Shador's pro day with Colorado? And if he does, is it telling you anything, or is it basically just telling you maybe Andrew was busy today or yesterday, or maybe that they pretty much figured that the Titans were taking Cam Ward?
Well, I don't know that the Titans are taking Cam Ward. I mean, you know, Schefter put it out there today that Tennessee's willing to, if you're going to make an offer, it's got to be a good one. Look, that's part of the process. This is the read and pay attention to everything, but believe nothing season for the next month, okay? Because I there's part of me that suspects that none of these teams are just completely blown away by either one of these quarterbacks, Shedeur Sanders or Cam Ward. Then there's the other part of me that's like, okay, Titans are going to take him number one. He's going to be the number one pick, and the Browns are on the clock at number two, right? And you know, and I love the reaction every time somebody's mock draft comes out on social media that follows that. It amuses me to no end. Look, I like reading mock drafts, but in the grand scheme of things, they mean squat. They mean absolutely nothing. That's why I don't do them. I don't need to be wrong. I can be wrong in plenty of other areas. I don't need to be wrong doing a mock draft, okay? They're fun. They're for me, mock drafts are for entertainment purposes only, okay? And what I love about this mock draft season is Shedeur Sanders, perfect New York Giants at three, but what a cluster disaster it would be if the Browns took him at two. Might be the dumbest thing I've ever read. And that is pretty much the theme when you look at a lot of these mock drafts, because they put Shedeur with the Giants at three, and they put Abdul Carter with the Browns at two. And the reasoning behind that is because, well, the Giants are the ones that really need a quarterback. Well, if you know anything about the National Football League, you know that there is no franchise more desperate for a quarterback than the Cleveland Browns. You will find, look, yes, the Giants need a franchise quarterback. They have Vince Lombardi trophies in the case already. They have multiple Vince Lombardis in the case, okay? The Browns have nothing. Zero, zip, nada. They're the ones that need the franchise quarterback, yet everyone wants to mock the defensive end pass rusher to the Browns after they just gave a record contract to their future Hall of Fame pass rusher, Myles Garrett. And then, you know, well, the Giants absolutely needed to have a quarterback, and that's why we're mocking Shedeur to them at three. That's a perfect fit.
That's also driven me nuts. I've been absolutely wild about it. Daryl Ryder, our beat reporter with us on the hotline. Daryl, I'll get you out of here with this. Were you shocked at all to see the results of the survey claiming 57% of adults in Northeast Ohio want the Browns to be playing downtown?
No. Considering 85% of the fans that go to Browns games are not within the city of Cleveland limits. They all go to downtown. And I love hearing fans complain to me how they hate the lakefront and downtown experience when it comes to Browns games. And also, too, I have friends that travel to Browns road games, and they always tell me how horrible the existing stadium is in comparison to every other stadium they go to, and how they wish we could have one of those here in Cleveland. And, well, the Browns are trying to do it, but they're not getting a whole lot of you know, political help, a lot of resistance there. But, no, I think that the Brook Park location, look, I have been saying going back to when the Browns renovated the stadium back in 2014-15, I said back then they needed to build in Brook Park. That's where the stadium needs to be. Two freeways, state route, airport right there. Boom. That's what they need to do. And lo and behold, guess what project they've settled on to pursue?
Yeah, you're definitely... Hey, listen, if you want to put your stake in something that's right, you definitely nailed that one, Daryl. I appreciate you, as always, sitting on the side on a Tuesday. And as always, I hope that you're good. And hopefully the rest of the shows don't ask you as much about quarterbacks, but good luck with that.
Oh, no, that's no. It's going to be the same answer for every show. I don't discriminate. The answer you get is the same one Ken Carmen gets, the same one that the midday guys get and the afternoon guys get.
Oh, I'm sure of it. I don't doubt it for a second. Just know, Daryl, those questions are coming. They're definitely coming.
All right.
Bud. I appreciate you. Yep.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
on the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.